Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking genomics, a revolution for the cattle industry. Back on that in just a moment.
Hi. I hate to ambush your airwaves, but we should take a second to chat. We need to prepare for your future, and that's what I'm here for. CPAs don't just handle tax returns. We team up with you to help make your ideal financial future a reality. From buying a home to financing your retirement, we want to make sure you're financially secure. The Oklahoma Society of CPAs. Accounting for everything. Visit findyourcpa.com and start the conversation.
Mark your calendars. It's the 18th annual Pollard Farms Bull Sale, Saturday, March 18th at the ranch in Wacomas, Oklahoma, located 1 mile east of Highway 81 on Wood Road. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 100 home-raised serviced-aged Angus bulls, complete with genomically enhanced EPDs. Free delivery offered on multiple bull purchases within 250 miles. For more information or to request a sale book, contact sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081 or visit pollardfarms.com. That's the Pollard Farms Bull Sale.
The beef cattle industry has always been interested in getting more information about the performance of the animals that they are producing. The major livestock expositions of our country, whether you're talking about Denver or Kansas City or Fort Worth or Oklahoma City, these are all rooted in the past over 100 years ago, comparing one bull to another. In more recent times, we've had technology help us determine the quality of a bull and actually predicting the performance of those bulls before they even start breeding. Things like the EPDs, expected progeny differences, have allowed us to make a lot of progress in that regard. Now, the latest tool we have is that next generation, genomics. Genomic EPDs. Extension beef cattle specialist Dr. Bob Weber says genomics give us a remarkable amount of information.
So the genomics evolution's really been a substantial one from both the seed stock view, but I think even more importantly maybe to the commercial producer, in that technology adds information and accuracy to our EPD predictions, which are already quite good, but we gather a lot more information early on in an animal's life. And so for things that ordinarily might take a long time or be very expensive to measure, things like feed intake, feed efficiency, cow longevity, maybe some of these conformational type traits, we get a lot of information really early in an animal's life. And that does two things for us. One, it allows us to avoid making mistakes. And secondly, it allows us to really understand the value of increased accuracy of prediction. So we're more confident in our breeding decisions and our purchasing decisions because of that added accuracy in those genetic predictors.
The downside of genomic EPD information is that there's so much of it. How do you sort through and how do you come up with the right mix of information that's best for your operation, especially if you're a commercial cow-calf operator? We asked Dr. Weber very simply, how do we make money using genomic EPDs in our commercial cow-calf herds?
One of the things that I use kind of as my guiding principles is, one, your marketing endpoint. You know, if you sell calves at weaning time in a sort of a traditional marketing scenario, weaning weight is a really important economically driven trait to you. So is cow production and fertility and maintenance costs of those cows. And so focusing some maternal traits, you know, if you keep replacement heifers is really important. Conversely, if you sell calves on the rail, retain them through the feed yard, put them up in the packing plant on a value-based grid marketing system, making sure that carcass merit is in your selection objective and probably exclude some of the traits in between makes a lot of sense. A sort of a shortcut path that I think a lot of producers are finding really useful these days are the selection indexes that various breeds have published. And I'm a big fan because it condenses the economically relevant information to a particular endpoint into a single value. And so you don't have to worry about sort of the seat of a pants estimates of trade-offs between, say, growth and calving ease when I sell calves at weaning time. Some scientist has done the math to figure out those economic trade-offs and put that value into the index. Mm-hmm. So you as a producer get to go just look at the index and sort through the bulls. And so you've got a single value that's monetized or measured in dollars. And I think that's pretty appealing to a lot of people and gets you, I think, a lot further down the path of a correct decision than trying to balance in our head, you know, 8 or 9 different traits and the trade-offs between them. Because we all suffer from information overload. And, making a smart bull purchase decisions not only dependent on that piece of data. But going out and looking at the bulls, making sure they pass a breeding soundness exam, have good feet and legs, these other kinds of traits, becomes really important. So, you know, focusing our selection pressure is key to that, to let us have opportunity to go and make a really good decision.
Dr. Bob Weber, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. ITC Great Plains, part of the nation's largest independent electricity transmission company, owns, operates, and maintains key portions of the high-voltage transmission system in southeast Oklahoma. ITC Great Plains is proud to support the young men and women of the Oklahoma FFA and 4-H as they sponsor reports from the 2017 Oklahoma Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. To learn more about us, visit ITCTransCo.com. That's ITCTransCo.com. ITC, your energy superhighway. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.